Well, good morning. It is April 18th, 2024, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today, I have the classic red mug with me today. I want to encourage you before we begin. I know many of you probably have not gotten your mug. I know a lot of you have gotten them, but some of you who live at a farther distance have not gotten your Mug Club mugs, but I want to encourage you, as I did last year, if you got your Mug Club mug or when you get it, to snap a picture, selfie, or whatever you prefer of you drinking from your Mug Club mug, whether it's the red one or I have my gold one right here. Snap that picture and send it to me, 860-593-5735. And, yeah, I just want to encourage others, by your, example in Bible reading. And so yeah, send it to me and, I'd appreciate it. 860-593-5735. But that said, on April 18th, 2024, we're going to pick up once again in 1 Samuel. We're going to read, chapter 26, verse 1 through chapter 27, verse 7. Then we're going to jump to a corresponding text in 1 Chronicles 12, 1 to 7, and then back to 1 Samuel 27, chapter 29, verse 11, then back to 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 19, and then finally we're going to finish with Psalm 56. So let's get into the word today. April 18th, chronological reading, we're going to pick up by reading about how David spares Saul once again. 1 Samuel 26, 1 to 25. Now, the Ziphites came to Saul at Gibeah, saying, "Is David not hiding in the hill of Hakilah, opposite Jeshimon?" Then Saul arose and went down to the wilderness of Ziph, having 3,000 chosen men of Israel with him, to seek David in the wilderness of Ziph. And Saul encamped in the hill of Hakilah, which is opposite Jeshimon, by the road. But David stayed in the wilderness. And he saw that Saul came after him in the wilderness. And David therefore sent out spies and understood that Saul had indeed come. And so David arose and went to the place where Saul had encamped. And David saw the place where Saul lay, and Abner, the son of Ner, the commander of the army. Now Saul lay within the camp with the people encamped all around him. Then David answered and said to Ahimelech the Hittite and to Abishai the son of Zeruiah, brother of Joab, saying, "Who will go down with me to Saul in the camp?" And Abishai said, "I will go down with you." And so David and Abishai came to the people by night, and there Saul lies sleeping within the camp with his spear stuck in the ground by his head. And Abner and the people lie all around him. Then Abishai said to David, "God has delivered your enemy into your hand this day. Now therefore, please, let me strike him at once with the spear right into the earth, and I will not have to strike him a second time." But David said to Abishai, "Do not destroy him, for who can stretch out his hand against the Lord's anointed and be guiltless?" And David said further, "As the Lord lives, the Lord shall strike him, or his day shall come to die, or he shall go out to battle and perish. The Lord forbid that I should stretch out my hand against the Lord's anointed. But please, take now the spear and the jug of water that are by his head, and let us go." And so David took the spear and the jug of water by Saul's head, and they got away, and no man saw or knew it or awoke, for they were all asleep, because a deep sleep from the Lord had fallen on them. Now David went over to the other side and stood on the top of the hill afar off, a great distance between them. And David called out to the people and to Abner, the son of Ner, saying, "Do you not answer, Abner?" Then Abner answered and said, "Who are you calling out to the king?" And so David said to Abner, "Are you not a man? And who is like you in Israel? Why then have you not guarded your lord the king? For one of the people came in to destroy your lord the king, and this thing that you have done is not good. As the Lord lives, you deserve to die because you have not guarded your master, the Lord's anointed. And see where the king's spear is, and the jug of water that was by his head." And then Saul knew David's voice and says, "Is that your voice, my son David?" And David said, "It is my voice, my lord, O king." And he said, "Why does my lord thus pursue his servant? For what have I done, or what evil is in my hand? Now, therefore, please let my lord the king hear the words of his servant, if the children of men may if the children of men, they may be cursed before the Lord, or if the Lord has stirred you against me, let him accept an offering. But if it is the children of men, may they be cursed before the Lord, for they have driven me out this day from sharing in the inheritance of the Lord, saying, go serve other gods. And so now, do not let my blood fall to the earth before the face of the Lord, for the king of Israel has come out to seek a flea, as one who hunts a partridge in the mountains. Then Saul said, I have sinned. Return, my son David, for I will harm you no more, because my life was precious in your eyes this day. Indeed, I have played the fool and have erred exceedingly. And David answered and said, here is the king's spear. Let one of the young men come over and get it. May the Lord repay every man for his righteousness and his faithfulness, for the Lord delivered you into my hand today, but I would not stretch out my hand against the Lord's anointed. And indeed, as your life was valued much this day in my eyes, so let my life be valued much in the eyes of the Lord, and let him deliver me out of all tribulation. And then Saul said to David, may you be blessed, my son David. You shall both do great things and also still prevail. And so David went on his way, and Saul returned to his place. And David among the Philistines, 1 Samuel 27, 1-7. And David said in his heart, now I shall perish someday by the hand of Saul. There is nothing better for me than I should speedily escape to the land of the Philistines, and Saul will despair of me to seek me any more in any part of Israel, and so I shall escape out of his hand. Then David arose and went over with 600 men who were with him to Achish, the son of Maachah, king of Gath. And so David dwelt with Achish at Gath, he and his men, each man with his household, and David with his two wives, Ahinoam the Jezreelite, and Abigail the Carmelitess, Nabal's widow. And it was told Saul that David had fled to Gath, and so he sought him no more. Then David said to Achish, if I have found favor in your eyes, let them give me a place in some town in the country that I may dwell there. For why should your servant dwell in the royal city with you? And so Achish gave him Ziklag that day, and therefore Ziklag has belonged to the king of Judah to this day. Now the time that David dwelt in the country of the Philistines was 1 full year and 4 months. Warriors joined David's army, 1 Chronicles 12:1-7. Now these were the men who came to David at Ziklag while he was still a fugitive from Saul, the son of Kish. And they were among the mighty men, helpers in war, armed with bows, using both the right hand and the left in hurling stones and shooting arrows with the bow. They were of Benjamin, Saul's brethren. The chief was Ahazar, then Joash, the sons of Shemaiah, the Gibeonite, Jezreel, and Pelet, the son of Azamalath, Barakah, and Jehu, the Anathite, Ishmaiah, the Gibeonite, a mighty man among the 30, and over the 30, Jeremiah, Jahaziel, Johanan, and Jozabad, the Gedothite, Elizai, Jeremoth, Belalel, Shemariah, and Shemathath, the Harpathite, Elkaniah, Jushashiah, Azriel, Jozer, and Joshabim, the Korathite, and Joelah, and Zedadiah, the sons of Joram, the Gedor, 1 Samuel 27:8-12. And David and his men went up and raided the Geshurites, the Gershurites, and the Amalekites, for those nations were the inhabitants of the land from of old, as you go to Shur, even as far as the land of Egypt. Whenever David attacked the land, he left neither man nor woman alive, but took away the sheep, the oxen, the donkeys, the camels, and the apparel, and returned and came to Achish. Then Achish would say, where have you made a raid today? And David would say, against the southern area of Judah, or against the southern area of the Jerahmeelites, or against the southern area of the Kenites. And David would save neither man or woman alive to bring news to Gath, saying, lest they should inform on us, saying, thus David did. And thus was his behavior all the time that he dwelt in the country of the Philistines. So Achish believed David, saying, he has made his people Israel utterly abhor him, and therefore he will be my servant forever. Saul consults a medium, 1 Samuel 28:1-25. Now it happened in those days that the Philistines gathered their armies together for war to fight with Israel. And Achish said to David, you assuredly know that you will go out with me to battle, you and your men. And so David said to Achish, surely you know what your servant can do. And Achish said to David, therefore I will make you one of my chief guardians forever. Now Samuel had died, and all Israel had lamented for him and buried him in Ramah in his own city. And Saul had put the mediums and the spiritists out of the land, and the Philistines gathered together and came and encamped at Shunem. And so Saul gathered all Israel together, and they encamped at Gilboa. And when Saul saw the army of the Philistines, he was afraid, and his heart trembled greatly. And when Saul inquired of the Lord did not answer him, either by his dreams, or by Urim, or by the prophets. Then Saul said to his servants, "Find me a woman who is a medium, that I may go to her and inquire of her." And his servants said to him, "In fact, there is a woman who is a medium at Endor." And so Saul disguised himself and put on other clothes, and he went, and two men with him. And they came to the woman by night, and he said, "Please conduct a seance for me, and bring up for me the one that I shall name to you." Then the woman said to him, "Look, you know what Saul has done, how he has cut off the mediums and the spiritists from the land. Why then do you lay a snare for my life to cause me to die?" And Saul swore to her by the Lord, saying, "As the Lord lives, no punishment shall come upon you from this thing." Then the woman said, "Whom shall I bring up for you?" And he said, "Bring up Samuel for me." When the woman saw Samuel, she cried out with a loud voice. And the woman spoke to Saul, saying, "Why have you deceived me? For you are Saul." And the king said to her, "Do not be afraid. What do you see?" And the woman said to Saul, "I saw a spirit ascending out of the earth." And so he said to her, "What is his form?" And she said, "An old man is coming up, and he is covered with a mantle." And Saul perceived that it was Samuel, and he stooped his face to the ground and bowed down. Now Samuel said to Saul, "Why have you disturbed me by bringing me up?" And Saul answered, "I am deeply distressed, for the Philistines make war against me, and God has departed from me and does not answer me anymore, neither by prophet nor by dream. And therefore I have called you, that you may reveal to me what I should do." Then Samuel said, "So why do you ask me, seeing the Lord has departed from you and has become your enemy? And the Lord has done for himself as he spoke by me. For the Lord has torn the kingdom out of your hand and given it to your neighbor David, because you did not obey the voice of the Lord, nor execute his fierce wrath upon Amalek. Therefore, the Lord has done this thing to you this day. Moreover, the Lord will also deliver Israel with you into the hand of the Philistines, and tomorrow you and your sons will be with me. And the Lord will also deliver the army of Israel into the hand of the Philistines." And immediately Saul fell full length on the ground and was dreadfully afraid because of the words of Samuel. And there was no strength in him, for he had eaten no food all day or all night. And the woman came to Saul and saw that he was severely troubled, and said to him, "Look, your maidservant has obeyed your voice, and I have put my life in my hands and heeded the words which you spoke to me. Now therefore, please heed also the voice of your maidservant, and let me set a piece of bread before you and eat, that you may have strength when you go on your way." But he refused and said, "I will not eat." And so his servants, together with the woman, urged him, and he heeded their voice. Then he arose from the ground and sat on the bed. Now the woman had a fatted calf in the house, and she hastened to kill it. Then she took flour and kneaded it and baked unleavened bread from it. And so she brought it before Saul and his servants, and they ate. Then they arose and went away that night. The Philistines reject David. 1 Samuel 29:1-11. Then the Philistines gathered together all the armies at Aphek, and the Israelites encamped by a fountain which is in Jezreel. And the lords of the Philistines passed in review by hundreds and by thousands, but David and his men passed in review at the rear with Achish. Then the princes of the Philistines said, "What are these Hebrews doing here?" And Achish said to the princes of the Philistines, "Is this not David, the servant of Saul, king of Israel, who has been with me these days or these years? And to this day I have found no fault in him since he has defected to me." But the princes of the Philistines were angry with him, and so the princes of the Philistines said to him, "Make this fellow return, that he may go back to the place which you have appointed for him, and do not let him go down with us to battle, lest in battle he become our adversary. For with what could he reconcile himself to his master, if not with the heads of these men? Is this not David, of whom they sang to one another in dances, saying, 'Saul has slain his thousands, and David his 10,000s? Then Achish called David and said to him, "Surely as the Lord lives, you have been upright, and your going out and your coming in with me in the army is good in my sight. For to this day I have not found evil in you since the day of your coming to me. Nevertheless, the Lord's do not favor you, and therefore return now, and go in peace, that you may not displease the lords of the Philistines. And so David said to Achish, what have I done? And to this day, what have you found in your servant as long as I have been with you, that I may not go and fight against the enemies of my lord the king? Then Achish answered and said to David, I know that you are as good in my sight as an angel of God. Nevertheless, the princes of the Philistines have said, he shall not go up with us to battle. Now therefore, rise early in the morning with your master's servants whom have come with you, and as soon as you are up early in the morning and have light, depart. And so David and his men rose early to depart in the morning to return to the land of the Philistines. And the Philistines went up to Jezreel. 1 Chronicles 12:19. And some from Manasseh defected to David when he was going with the Philistines to battle against Saul, but they did not help him, for the lords of the Philistines sent him away by agreement, saying, he may defect to his master Saul and endanger our heads. Psalm 56. To the chief musician, set to the silent dove in distant lands, a mikdam of David when the Philistines captured him in Gath. Be merciful to me, O God, for man would swallow me up. Fighting all day, he oppresses me. My enemies would hound me all day, for there are many who fight against me, O Most High. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. In God, I will praise his word. In God, I have put my trust. I will not fear. What can flesh do to me? All day, they twist my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather together, they hide, they mark my steps. When they lie in wait for my life, shall they escape by iniquity? In anger, cast down the peoples, O God. You number my wanderings. Put my tears into your bottle. Are they not in your book? When I cry to you, then my enemies will turn back. This I know, because God is for me. In God I will praise his word. In the Lord I will praise his word. In God I will put my trust. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? Vows made to you are binding upon me, O God. I will render praises to you, for you have delivered my soul from death. Have you not kept my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living? Amen. That was our reading today for April the 18th, 2024. Thank you all so much for joining me. Be sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I'll be sure to mark that down. Again, if you are a part of our mug club here, either a gold member or a regular red cup member, be sure to snap a picture and send that to me at your convenience, 860-593-5735. Just want to give everybody a little bit of encouragement through your faithfulness each and every single day. I know it's an encouragement to me to see you on here and see us all growing in the Word together, and so I want that to be an encouragement to other people, maybe even get more people next year to join us in our next daily Bible reading for 2025. I'm already thinking about it. But that said, thank you all so much. Again, leave a comment or a reaction to this video. I'll mark that down. But let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you for this word. Lord, we thank you, God, for every part of it, God. It never ceases to amaze us, God. Lord, I'm always blown away by the evil powers, Lord, that be. Lord, how that witch of Endor, Lord, was able to raise up Samuel, and yet, God, how you use that. Lord, as amazing as that is. And, Lord, I would just pray, God, that we would always never ever be, just cease to be amazed by your word. Lord, I pray that for myself, but I pray, God, that we'd always be growing in your word, growing in our knowledge of your word, and God, that we would honor you, Lord, as a result. Lord, I pray that starting with myself. We love you. I commend my brothers and sisters to you now. In Jesus' name, amen. Bye, everybody.